99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric and Michelle in the morning, brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Good morning, happy Friday. Yes, indeedy, it's Eric, it's Michelle. A Tuesday for some, but still, the weekend is now upon us. Say hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
That is a microphone bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a platform, if you will.
Yes, thank you very much.
Use it for good. Hey, there's Mary Alice in the newsroom. Lights off. I think she's watching a movie or a show right now, probably. Some NCIS, maybe.
Gilmore Girls.
CSI. Gilmore Girls.
I don't know. I just made that up.
All right. Dawson's Creek, maybe.
Yes.
Hey, glad you're waking up with us on a Friday morning again. Hey, today we have some things we're going to hand out to you. I have tickets to see Craig Morgan at the Guernsey County Fair. That's September the 11th. So next week already. Your chance to win that. Coming up. It's weird every time you say September 11th, right?
I hate it.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's better than saying it's coming up on 9/11, right? You'd rather say September 11th.
I mean,
we're off to a great start.
We're both bad days.
25 bucks at Bell Stores Marathon also is on the line today. Michelle?
Yes.
Don't we ask folks questions today? Aren't we, very inquisitive on Fridays.
Yes, we have poll questions up on our Facebook page. Getting ready to put those up on our Instagram page, so go check our social media platforms out. Did you put them on Twitter?
I'll get there. It's a Tinwood Tavern poll question Friday again. One of those questions, you have a chance to win 20 bucks to Tinwood. Maybe get yourself a bunch of Tinwood tots.
Yes.
Yeah, just 20 bucks worth of those. Well, have you feeling A-okay? Hey, if you want to say hello to us this morning, Michelle, how can they do that?
Well, like I mentioned, our social media platforms. Why are you laughing? You can also text us on our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. You can email us, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Why are you laughing?
All right, it's going to be one of those days. Hey, we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com, so find us there, too. More of your kind of country, and who knows what else, coming up next, 99.9 WTUZ. Z Country, 99.9 WTUZ, happy Friday, happy football Friday at that.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Hey, now. I know Mary Alice is standing by with her morning headlines. It's a poll question Friday. So much going on, my head is spinning. TMK Valley Propane is your headline sponsor this morning. We'll be back.
TMK Valley Propane and the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers appreciate all who are involved with agriculture and the dangers they face. Here are some safety tips to help keep you safe. Always keep your slow-moving emblem clean, visible, and properly mounted. It can prevent rear-end collisions while transporting and potentially save a life. Dress appropriately. An untied shoelace, flowing long hair, and stray threads from an old shirt have in the past led to horrendous injuries when operating farm equipment. Dressing appropriately can reduce the risk of such injuries. Ensure you're well rested. Feeling fatigued when operating machinery can be dangerous. Make sure you're taking breaks from work when you need rest. We know the work needs to be done, but do it safely. Maintain awareness. Stay focused. Be aware of what you're doing and where you're going. These safety messages are brought to you by TMK Valley Propane, your local propane supplier, and the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. Farms, family, food.
In your headlines, the lead task force is made up of four counties, Tuscarawas, Harrison, Holmes, and Carroll, to have a collaboration of resources along with helping toward grant funding. Now they focus on cultivation and illegal sales of drugs. And task force commander Sergeant Phil Valdez explains that the current trend is crystal meth that's brought in from mainly the Akron and Newark area. Meanwhile, after 30 years, MWCD's executive director is stepping down. John Hoopengartner says he's looking forward to retirement and also helping the district transition into a new leadership. Over the years, he has been involved in multiple projects, including water quality efforts and other improvements. And that's your headlines this hour. Find more local news at WTUZ.com.
Thank you, Mary. Happy Friday to you.
Yay, we made it.
Happy Friday to all. Do you mean we made it to Friday or I made it to work? What exactly are you saying?
That we made it to Friday.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I that's what I assumed. Duh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, some of us, it's a Tuesday today, but we will not hold that against them.
Either way, I beat you both.
You did. The real question is, did it go good Thursday morning, or did it go good Friday morning?
Good Friday morning.
Did it really, Mary? I am so freaking proud of you.
You mean you weren't listening?
No. I was. What time's that normally going? About 5:05.
Yes.
I was walking out the door about 7 minutes after that.
Okay.
So I was soups late today.
Okay.
Like probably the latest I've ever been. Mary, wouldn't you agree?
No. I think you were.
Is your name Mary?
Late like that one other time.
Yeah, you've been later.
Yeah,
I think later than 5:40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
really?
You both were late like that one day.
Both?
Yeah,
at the same time.
I think so.
You know what?
Yeah.
There was one day.
I was
getting
nervous because no one was here.
The two of us were late at the same time.
Yeah,
it was quarter till, and I'm like, I hope I don't have to go.
I do remember
like,
that. That was like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I was starting to get a little nervous. I'm like, where are they?
I'm never that late.
Remember yesterday during morning quickies right around this time when, I forget what we were talking about. We were laughing and joking around and somebody said something and Michelle goes, I don't know what's going on. I just got here. Loosely saying that, right? That's like just a saying, like the kids say it, right?
Right.
So when I saw Shauna later on in the day, she goes, was Michelle late today? I go, what do you mean? I don't think so. She goes, I heard her say at 6:30 that she just got here. I was just
I was joking.
Not quite that late.
Nice. So we better watch what we say. No, Sean, I got here at 4 a.m. It's Friday. A lot to do today. A lot going on.
Yeah.
So much happening. Anyway, later, like we've been saying, your chance to win Craig Morgan tickets. He's at the Guernsey County Fair, which, by the way, Mary, the county seat of Guernsey County is?
How am I supposed to
Cambridge?
Know?
You're in news, Mary.
There's literally only one town in Guernsey.
Mary?
Cambridge.
No, right. I guess you got it. Good job. You had a little help. You had to phone a friend.
Hey, that's okay.
Did she hear me say that?
Or did you turn my mic off?
No, she heard you say
okay.
it.
Cambridge.
Okay, I think she heard you. Yeah.
Again, there's only one town in that county.
Can you whisper other things into the mic there?
Get out of here. You are so crazy. I can't.
Just whisper this into the mic.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Whisper that for me.
No.
All right, fine. Maybe Monday.
Weirdo.
Thank you, Mary. Weirdo.
Good grief.
You're on a new level today.
Hey, tonight, Football Friday, the Big Z Sports crew will get you ready starting at 5 o'clock. Take you up until 11. We, of course, will lead you up to kickoff, give you highlights, scoring updates, and so much more leading up to 10, which is the post-game show, which then takes us until 11. So, if you want to know how your Quakers are doing, Michelle, play in and play out. You can tune in right here, of course.
I was going to say something, but I won't.
Oh, joy. I know exactly what you're going to say. Could you, though, for 3 hours, though, could you do that?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, really. William Kale is all I'll say. Only he'll understand that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
William Christopher. William. What was the middle name still? Was it still George? William George?
Know. It's that all black outfit.
The man in black, yes, you're right.
Yes.
Of course. You're such a turd. By the way, I heard from somebody yesterday who says they love when we do that.
What?
When we cut the mics and we go behind the scenes.
Why?
Just, I don't know.
Who said that?
When we have our sidebars there. Just a friend of mine.
You have friends outside of the station?
Wait, I have friends
you
in
the... You turned Mary's mic off.
Oh, shoot. Sorry again. I have friends in this station?
It's very rare.
Sorry, when, Mary, when we go sidebar, you're going to have to remind me to...
Yes.
I will remind you.
I can't really see you. I don't know. Can you see my hands waving? Maybe that's a good...
Yeah. From here, though, it looks like a distress call.
Yes.
So. Maybe just give me some sort of other symbol, like one finger in the air, or preferably the index. If you go with any other, again, I'll...
You'll probably die if I do that.
Do what?
If Mary flipped you off, you would literally be... your jaw would be...
I don't think I've ever heard Mary say a curse word, to be honest.
I don't know. I mean, we are at work.
Well...
What the hell's that got to do with anything, Mary?
Have you ever heard Jerry? Yesterday, Jared was talking to the copy machine, and I think I heard more explicit words than I have.
Jared is pretty funny. Yes. Chris is pretty funny as well.
Yes. But I literally walked out to go.
But who takes the cake in terms of hilariousness?
Definitely not you.
Get out of town.
Sorry. If I had to pick the funniest person that worked here, Chris Kale.
All right, then this is what we're going to do.
Oh, Chris Kale all day.
No, you're just saying that right now.
No, he is so funny.
We've been down this road. Here's the thing about Chris Kale. You want to know why he's funny?
He's hilarious.
I've explained it
and
like
it
this.
It takes me a lot to say that because he's from Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
That should tell you everything you didn't need to know. It's dumb funny. Like
he's so funny.
He's the kid at the lunchroom, like I said before, where you mix the peaches, the chocolate milk, the taco meat, and the pudding all together. I dare you to eat that, and need to eat it, and everybody starts laughing. That's Chris Kale.
He's funny.
I don't know. Like, I mean, just when he tells stories and stuff, he gets so animated.
He is. He's just the best.
He's like so into it.
You're so jelly.
Why don't we just give Chris Kale his own show? Why don't we just give him his own show then? Why not Saturday mornings after Nate?
I think he would do great.
Yeah, why not Saturday mornings like at noon after Nathan Cozart?
There you go.
He can have his own spotlight, like, I don't know, 3-hour show. 60 minutes an hour, 180 minutes. There you go. So,
you're funny on a different level, Eric.
A better level.
Oh my lord. Sometimes I wonder how you get into these buildings because your head is so big. Like, I don't get it.
You have to know what you're good at. I know what I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's a short list, but I do know what I am
so
good
annoying.
At. That's a longer list. Hey, I was reading this yesterday.
You can read? I know you did go to Lake and all. I don't think I've met anybody from Lake that's a nice person.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I am so a nice person.
Right. King, continue. Go ahead.
I don't know how to transition.
Thank goodness there's a desk between you two right now.
I just don't know how to transition.
Yes.
Hey, when I worked in Texas for quite some time, the Texas music scene was huge down there. Red Dirt music scene, all that stuff. It's kind of its own breed. I don't really know how to describe it. But one of the gals coming up in that scene was by the name of Kylie Rae Harris. And it was sad when I read last night the news that she died in a car crash in New Mexico.
Oh, man, no.
One of two people that died in a 3-vehicle crash. And then I immediately thought back to Kevin Hart earlier this week, and it's just, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
He must be pretty lucky then.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't he have to have back surgery?
Yeah.
But he'll be back. Don't worry.
No, weren't you listening yesterday? We talked about it.
We did.
Yeah, you're such a nerd. But by the way, this Kylie Rae Harris, it's weird. She was on a stretch of road in New Mexico where her family was involved in a motor vehicle crash years ago. And she was on Instagram talking about that. And then hours later, on the same stretch of road, got
you're
in an
accident.
Swear to God, and
oh
died.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
She was 30 years old.
It happened yesterday, you said?
Yeah, her name's Kylie
Can I look
Rae
her up on Instagram?
Harris. Yeah. She shared it. It was on her Instagram story. She got real emotional talking about the crash that her family was involved in years ago on that same road.
Oh, my gosh.
But, how do you spell Rae?
R-A-E.
Well, apparently, everyone in her family needs to not go on that road.
Yeah,
like,
just stay
no
away.
One.
Just move away from New Mexico.
Yeah.
So, did you find her?
Yeah. Yes, I am looking, but I don't see anything about
it. I'm just like, what's the odds of that happening? Like, I mean...
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I found her. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, pretty girl. Good voice.
So wait, what's the difference between regular country and red dirt? What did you call it?
Like the Texas music scene?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like the Texas country scene, it's its own chart. It's everything else.
Why is that?
I don't know. Texas is its own. Listen,
entity?
It used to be its own nation. You know?
Yeah.
So they do what they want down there.
Okay, got it.
They have their own Pledge of Allegiance. Like when kids were in school, they'd go to school, they'd pledge of allegiance to the American flag. And then after that, you know what they would do?
Hmm.
Pledge allegiance to the Texas flag and then start their day at school.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
Hmm.
Very cool. Why are you staring like that?
Anyway. Hey, it's a Tinwood Tavern poll question Friday.
Yes.
Questions are up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's where we are on social media. Michelle,
yes.
Since you are the diva of poll questions, again, poll question Friday, often imitated, never duplicated. Just ask other stations in surrounding areas.
Yes, I think we come up with some good ones.
Isn't it imitation is the best form of flattery?
It most certainly is, ma'am.
Okay, so our first poll question is it too early for pumpkin spice?
Always too early for pumpkin
Never.
Spice.
Never.
Although you did give me a sip of yours a couple of weeks ago, and I said, but I couldn't drink a full one. It's just too...
Yeah. Good. Have you had...
Too pumpkin-y.
Have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to get all three of us one. And we're going to have to cheers and just... Chug.
Okay, sounds so like it. Sounds like
a pumpkin spice.
I honestly can't wait for that.
Chug a lot too.
Another poll question that we came up with yesterday was: when you enter your house, do you take your shoes off? Absolutely, or never.
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm skipping through real quick, say if I walk in and the dogs need to go out right away, I'm not taking them off. I'm walking over the rug and I'm going in.
Right.
I'm going in for the kill.
Got it.
But if I'm there to stay, right.
Shoes off.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Shoes off.
For a $20 gift card to the Tinwood Tavern, tell us, what would you name the new Mars 2020 rover?
I have so many name ideas.
Yes.
Too bad I'm not in any grade K through 12, although I may act like I am at times. That contest is for kids only throughout the United States of America for NASA. But we want to know from you guys.
Yeah, that was a great question. A lot of these are pretty good.
It was a great question, wasn't it?
Yes.
The Mars rover, one that was a good
Hashtag
one.
Space news from Eric.
Hey to the now. Mary, you know what Mary does well?
What?
Plays both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
She does that
good.
Very well.
Switzerland over there.
Yes. Your mama taught you well, Mary. Hey, we do have your local forecast now. And then Michelle's going to run back to the printer and grab my sports, in which I just printed moments ago.
Oh, am I?
Poor favor.
Mm.
Poor favor.
You and have, what 22
get?
Seconds?
What do I get for this?
But I'll tell you, is that how long the weather is, Mayor?
I think so.
All right, Michelle,
30.
On your mark, get set, go. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ, good to the morning, Friday morning. Glad you're with us. Us being Eric and Michelle, Mary Alice over in the newsroom. It's birthday time. First, our big shot celebrity birthdays for a September the 6th. It's been kind of a weak month so far for big shot celebrity birthdays. John Wall from the NBA, he's 29. And as I look, I mean, that's kind of it, Michelle, for today. I feel like I should know who... Who is this gal? Oh, the younger sister of...
Pippa Middleton, yeah.
Youngest sister
How
of...
How do you not know her?
Princess
Everybody
Catherine.
Everybody wanted to be her.
Yeah, I forgot.
Go back to that list. Let me see if I notice anybody. Anika Noni Rose.
There's Foxy Brown.
She played the Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
In a Disney movie.
Okay. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
No idea who that is.
No? Dark Side of the Moon?
No.
Alrighty.
Wait, go up. Let me see. Do I know anyone on that list? Iris Elba?
Where's that one at? Oh, this guy?
Yeah, he's super cute. Idris Elba.
He was in the... No, he wasn't.
I think he won an Oscar. Super handsome.
I thought he was in The Office for a minute, but maybe he wasn't.
Super handsome.
Well, thank you.
You're not you.
Him. Oh, okay. Hey, now time for our local celebrities.
I have one.
Shut the front door.
I only have...
Did you go check Joanne's thing?
I did. This is what she gave us.
This is lame.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, so, it's not your fault. I mean, it's...
Logan Edwards out of Mineral City, celebrating a birthday today. He's 14 years old today. Oh, this one, is this one for today? It is. Kristen Ryan, 31 years out of Newcomers Town. She's hoping to go into labor today on her birthday. Aw, Kristen, I wish you all the best in your delivery.
We have one more. Dang, and I just got rid of it.
Did you delete it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pick a winner.
Can you go grab it?
Oh, you printed
I printed it.
Oh, sure.
And then I accidentally deleted it.
Stall for 10 seconds?
Sure, yeah. It's what I do best. This has been the Mondayest of Fridays ever. Anyways, that's Michelle Retrieve's that birthday. Then we will reveal today the daily birthday winner, where they win prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies. What's that one say there?
I have a couple, I think.
Oh, great.
Okay. Just one. Sweet 16 goes out to Taylor Spillman. There you go.
Very nice.
All right, I'm going to shuffle these three up.
Wait a second. Oh, what? Did Mary grab that?
Is it a birthday?
I was going to take them live to see if it was a birthday.
Is that a birthday, Mary? Oh, it is a birthday. She's going to bring it in.
Oh, just open your mic up, Mary.
Oh, yay.
Did somebody call for a birthday?
Oh, there we go. I was pushing the wrong button.
Did somebody call for a birthday?
Yes, they did. Ruth Samsa is celebrating today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, listen. I got this one, Mary.
Okay.
Is this what we've come to
this
now?
This is what we've come to now, guys.
Birthday's on air.
You're live. Who's this? You have to turn your radio.
I'm calling to wish Karen Walker a happy birthday.
Carol Walker?
Karen Walker.
Sounds good.
Isn't there a Karen Walker on Will and Grace?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's
our sister Brenda.
All right. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for calling and listening.
Thank you.
All right. It's weird you could hear yourself in the background.
Right? Just a little bit.
Although I kind of liked it. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of liked it a little bit. Wait, do we want to see if other people were gonna call with birthday wishes? It's like our new thing.
Are you double checking the text line?
Just make sure.
Yes, there are zero birthday wishes.
Bum ba da 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 dum da 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 dum.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and pick one. I'm gonna go with the first one. Logan Edwards, 14 years old today, out of Mineral City. You win prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies.
Unforgettable piece of radio right there. So it'll be in the podcast section if you want to revisit it. More of Your Kind of Country coming up next. It's 99.9 WTUZ. Hey, by the way, Tuss Talks is the latest version up.
Yes.
It's in the podcast section?
Yes, it is.
At WTUZ.com?
It is.
Who'd you talk to?
Sergeant Phil Valdez.
You obviously were listening.
Sergeant Phil Valdez.
Very nice.
Yes. It was a great interview. Very good interview.
I'll have to check it out. Which I guess I can just go to the podcast section and do that.
Yes, you can.
Hey, what is new for your weekend? We're going to get to it first.
Oh, did you hear that?
I missed it.
There's fire trucks or something outside. Did you hear that?
I hear it.
Yeah, they've been like, I heard them half an hour ago or
something
like that.
Something must be going on, Mary.
All right, well, Mary, you may want to get on that there.
Don't know.
All right, here we go. First albums. What is new for today? You have what they're calling themselves. The Highwaymen, which comes from the name, it derives from the Highwaymen, which consisted of Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, only this time the female version, Maren Morris, Brandi Carlile, also Amanda Shires, and Margot Price lead up this quartet. Their new album is out today. Also, John Mayer out with the new disc, Carry Me Away. Where's he been?
I
What do you mean, where has he been?
Where has he been?
He's always on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, but he hasn't released anything in a while.
That's what I mean, Michelle.
I listen to him all the time.
I don't mean who he's smoking dope with on a Sunday night.
Andy Cohen.
Exactly.
Yes, pretty much.
Hey, last month was a big month for new releases with stuff from Hunter Hayes, Tracy Lawrence, Dylan Scott, Vince Gill, Tanya Tucker, Midland, Sheryl Crow, Trisha Yearwood. I said Sheryl Crow. Both of you are dead to me today. Taylor Swift also released a new album last month. You need to calm down, Michelle. Next week, Brett Young with his new acoustic album. Remember, EPs are all the rage. Mm-hmm. It's the acoustic sessions. Also later this month, Riley Green, Zach Brown Band, John Party, all releasing new country music. Hey, also, Kacey Musgraves is in Cleveland tonight.
Agora?
No, she's at Jacob's Pavilion.
Yes, that's where I saw Fifth Harmony.
At Nautica.
Oh, nice.
I did.
Where exactly is that at?
It's in the flats. Do you know where?
Is there a river behind it?
It's in front of it.
But the backdrop, like there's the stage, then behind the stage is a river.
Yes.
I was going to say that would imply that if it's in front of it, the river is behind it.
Mary, this is why they love her.
I'm just saying.
So who asked the dumb question there?
You did.
No, I said you did.
Yes, Eric was right on this.
No.
Yeah, I said, isn't there a river behind it? And you go, no.
No.
There's a river
in front of it. Well, I guess it depends on how you're looking at it. Whatever. Both of you, shut up. Anyways, it's a really cool pavilion, and it's a cool venue just because it's outside.
And it's by a river.
And you can walk on the boardwalk to, like, get drinks and stuff.
Okay, that's great. Florida Georgia Line's inaugural FGL Fest is getting underway at Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend. And it's actually an event they had last year, but it got rained out. So this year, they're finally able to have this thing here.
It's right in line with who we are, what we love. And we always love just kind of trailblazing a new road. And for us, it's kind of our first festival. So getting to control who's playing with us. We got Nelly, Dan, and Shay, who have been on tour with us all year. So we know it's going to be something the fans are going to want to show up and show out and have a good time.
That's one day before the whole running of the Vodka 400 NASCAR race. So there you go. Vodka teaming up with NASCAR as they drive cars around a track.
Of course.
Michelle, movies.
Well, in other music news.
I forgot.
Jeez.
Sorry. We're on the same page today. This is what happens when you miss a full week. I mean, we get out of sync.
Oh, please. Okay. Nicki Minaj tweeted that she's retiring to have a family. Did your guys' things go out?
Nope, just yours.
Really? Oh, it's like way out. Mm-hmm. Anywho, she announced Thursday on Twitter that she's decided to retire and have a family. The announcement comes as a surprise after she recently made a guest appearance on a television show. Her representatives have not commented.
Didn't she just get married?
She did.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. My mom's texting me. She's listening. She said, hi, Eric.
Miss ya. Hope Dorian didn't do any damage down there.
In movie news, Mary, are you going to the movies this weekend?
Maybe.
In theaters this weekend, Chapter 2? No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks.
Isn't that the clown?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't even see the remake of that. I didn't see the first one.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
I didn't even see the original.
Isn't that like the red balloon?
Like, no, thank you. Yes.
Yes, yeah. No. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. It's a documentary, obviously, on Linda Ronstadt.
I love a good doc.
Still in theaters from last week, Angel Has Fallen. Good Boys, that has, isn't that the one with, no, it's not. What's the one with, what's his face?
The curly haired guy? What's his face?
The
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, it is.
Because it's the comedy one.
And The Lion King is still in theaters, y'all. DVD releases coming out this week. Men in Black International. Is Will Smith not in that one?
No, he's not in it.
It's
Hemsworth.
Yeah, the Hemsworth fellow.
Also coming out to DVD, it literally just came out of theaters. It might even still be in a theater here or there.
Mm.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah, that comes out next week already.
Out on DVD.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. New to Netflix this month, My Sister's Keeper. That is with one of my favorites, Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. Mm. Superbad, The Lord of the Rings, two of those movies. Walking Dead Season 9, all three Oceans movies, Oceans 11, 12, and 13. The Matrix movies are out on Netflix. She's All That, a 90s cult classic.
Yes.
And did I miss anything else? Wayne's World 2. There you go.
Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
I've never seen
it. If you're going to spew in this.
I don't know what that means.
That's from Wayne's World, so obviously you don't know what it means.
I told you I've never seen it. There are a lot I have not seen. Got it?
Yep.
Great.
That is what is new for your weekend there, folks. What I have for you now is 25 doll hairs to Bell Stores Marathon in gift card form. Michelle.
Yes.
How can they? And what do they have to do?
Text us on our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Keyword is Bell Stores. We'll pick a winner here shortly.
It's been a weird show today. It's going to get weirder, so stick around. Easton Corbin, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric and Michelle with you. It's anniversary time as a few folks are celebrating. Let me ask you something real quick.
Yes.
Did we... Hold on. Let me turn your mic off. I couldn't remember if we did or not.
You're a hot mess.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, anniversaries today. Bruce and Robin Brokaw, they live in Goshen, celebrating 45 years of wedded bliss today. Happy anniversary, you guys. Hannah and Joe Jacobs out of Port Washington, they're celebrating their fifth anniversary. Troy and Michelle Regula out of Baltic, celebrating 22 years. And also celebrating 22 years, Chris and Karen Brinkley out of Dover. Did you pick a monthly winner earlier this week?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
They celebrated like 50 plus years.
Oh, good.
It's in that book if you have it. If you wanted to look. If you were, you know, inquiring minds and all.
Yeah, let's go back and check.
If you wanted to. Hey, I do have, by the way.
Yes.
A winner from the Weaver Appliance text line.
Okay.
It's our buddy Chris Bell. Congratulations, Chris. Michelle, tell Chris what he's won.
$25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Did you pick him because his last name's Bell?
Bell Stores? I just picked him because I saw he hadn't won and he provided his full name.
Good job, Chris.
And it's Chris Bell for Bell Stores. So yes, essentially I did. More of your kind of country right around the corner. It's 99.9.
Sorry.
No wonder why these microphones are all broken and pieces are flying all over the place. WTUZ.
It's
perfect. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah.
Hey, call now. The number, Michelle.
330-339-9399.
Roll the die and you'll answer our poll questions to win tickets to see Craig Morgan live in concert, Guernsey County Fair. What other news and nuggets did I have for us today? You know that new Samsung phone is coming out today.
Is that the curved one?
The folding one.
Ew. Going back to the flip phone?
Yeah, but it still has a large screen. You fold it open and it's got a big screen. The original launch date was delayed by months because of embarrassing problems with the screen.
Oh, no.
Samsung folding phone.
But now they've got it all ready. It'll launch
that five
today.
Times fast.
Samsung folding phone, Samsung folding phone, Samsung folding phone, Samsung.
Oh, my gosh.
I will be honest. I used to love my flip phone. You'd sit there and you'd just, like, flip it up and down and you'd play with it.
Oh, it's not a keyboard. It's, like, the whole phone. It's like the whole screen.
Yeah, the whole screen folds.
That's pretty neat.
So you have a crease in the screen, which I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like you'd have a line in your screen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather just go back to the flip phone.
Remember their old, their right. what was blowing up on everybody, catching everything on fire? The Samsung.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Are they the galaxies?
Maybe.
Is that what those are?
I don't know. Do you remember what was that phone called? It was sideways. Well, you could do when you would talk on the phone, you would talk on it normal.
Yes.
But to text, you'd flip it sideways.
Sideways and slide it up.
Yes.
And
what was
the keyboard
called?
Would pop up.
My sister had one.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I know. It was a Samsung.
You'd slide it up, and that was the keyboard.
A QWERTY keyboard.
And then you would slide it back down, and you'd talk. But, like, the front, you could touch it. Like, it was a touch screen.
Yeah.
Do you know why they
called
it QWERTY?
Wasn't it a sidekick?
I think it was a sidekick. Samsung sidekick?
I'm not sure if it was Samsung. I trust you. Maybe.
You should. You should trust me. You should trust me.
Yeah, it was a Samsung.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Hey, Mary, you don't have to stay on Tinder much longer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Facebook can now tackle your love life. Mary. Facebook is... Facebook is on a new level now. Facebook dating, its matchmaking, is already available in Brazil and 18 other countries. It's now arrived in the U.S. of A.
That's what I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Mary, have you actually gotten onto it on Tinder?
No.
Oh, like,
you know, it totally makes sense, though, because like apps like Tinder already use Facebook data to suggest some matches here and there.
Oh.
And you can log in using your Facebook account. So Facebook dating, it was only a matter of time, right?
Right, yeah.
And basically that whole Facebook Messenger is like, I mean, it's creepy anyways, because you can tell when someone's on, when someone's not, with the little green dot. You know when
that's
someone's active.
That's just social media in general.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. I mean, Snapchat's like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Twitter, not so much.
Right.
But...
There's some anonymity with Twitter. You're right.
But
right.
Facebook, since Twitter and Instagram like fall under the Facebook umbrella, they can like see who you're liking and your dislikes and likes.
So now you can have a Facebook friend with benefits. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Essentially?
Yeah.
Potentially.
I guess you're right.
Potentially.
Yeah. I figured that would get a bigger laugh.
Yeah.
Tough crowd today.
Yeah.
Tough crowd. We are going to go to the phone lines and see who our first contestant is. Good morning, you're live. Who's this?
Amy.
What up, Amy?
Not much.
Hey, answer our polls real quick and then we'll roll the die for you. Michelle.
You ready? Okay. Do you think it's too early for pumpkin spice?
No.
Yes. And then, do you take your shoes off when you go to your home or somebody else's home?
Yeah.
Good girl. All right.
Mars Rover, what's the name for it? Do you have a name?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
Like, off the spot.
Yeah, you gotta think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Amy. I put you on the spot.
She's like, Oh,
yeah.
Hey, who do you want to roll the die for you? Myself or Michelle? Me? All right. What number?
Four.
Four it is. Here we go. We're going to roll the die. It's a three.
Oh, I almost said that.
Well, it doesn't count, Amy.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy.
Doesn't work that way. Hey, after a few others try, you can get in and try your hand again. 330-339-9399.
I would have laughed if she said, for the name, roll the die.
Oh.
Right?
Well, there you go.
Roll the die.
That alien one is still my favorite. Alien. I love that one.
Wow.
It just made me laugh.
Your fake laugh like and that. Knee slap.
I don't know.
Good.
I thought 2020 vision was pretty good because it's 2020.
I like that one too.
That
vision.
One's good.
Yes.
It's going to be hard for us to pick a winner.
You're live. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam.
Hi.
Hey, are you polite and courteous and take your shoes off when entering another's home?
Yes.
And then, do you think it's too early for pumpkin spice or no?
Yes, because I don't like pumpkin spice.
Oh.
Gotcha. Snap. Hey, we'll roll the die, but first things first, you got to keep that kid down in the background.
Well, good luck on that one.
Yes. Good luck.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Tell that child to stop crying or you'll give them something to cry about.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm
kidding. Only if it works.
How old's your child?
He is one.
One.
Oh, what a great age.
Gotcha. What's his name?
Hudson.
Oh, I love that name. Yes. That's so cute.
Very cute. All right. So you're going to roll the die. Who do you want to roll for you?
Let's go with Michelle.
Oh,
Michelle, there you go.
Okay. What number do you want?
Let's do two.
Two. Okay. Oh, it's a four. I'm sorry. Give the little boy a hug for us.
I blame Hudson.
No. No.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
All folks who are trying to win, you can try and get back in and try one more time after a few contestants here and there. No back-to-back same contestants.
Right. Mm.
Unwritten rule. It's 330-339-9399. Hello.
Hi.
Can you turn your radio down a little bit, please? And then we will get your name. What's your name?
Jade Johnson.
Jade.
Jade.
Poll question.
Okay, Jade, is it too early for pumpkin spice?
Heck no.
Yes. And then when you go to somebody's home or your own home, do you take your shoes off?
Yes.
What about your pants?
Oh my gosh, no. You always take it too far.
Well, some people do. Listen, my guests come over, I say, relax, take your pants off, stay a while. And sometimes they do.
That's why.
But leave your coat on, right?
But yes, leave the coat on. Let's not get weird. Hey, Jade.
Are you still there, Jade?
Yeah, you didn't hang up, did you?
No.
All right, thank you. Did you take your pants off?
I'm just kidding. No!
Jade, who do you want to roll for you?
I don't care.
You go ahead. You do it.
Okay.
Now, what
should we roll to see who rolls for her?
No. What number do you want, Jade?
Three.
Three it is. I guess I will roll for you since you don't care. Do you even know what you're trying to win, Jade?
Not really.
All right, sweet. You got a one.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye, Jade.
Kills me. Sorry, Jade.
330-339-9399 is, again, the number.
I cannot.
For those who don't know, tickets to see Craig Morgan on September the 11th at the Guernsey County Fair. When is the 11th anyways?
Wednesday.
You're right, Mary. That is a Wednesday.
Are you going?
No.
Am I going?
No, Mary.
No, that's... I was looking that up, though, because it's the anniversary of September 9/11.
Oh, that's right.
So I was looking that up. That's right.
It will be 18 years, right?
Something like that.
Wait, will it be?
It was 2001,
wasn't it? 2001, yeah, it'll be 18 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that
wild.
Does not... It literally feels like it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Kids who are going to become legally adults were just being born. Hey, you're live. Who's this? Yeah, you're live. Hello.
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 Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Who's this?
My name is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Vicky, answer our poll questions.
Okay, do you like pumpkin spice? Is it too early for it or not?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's right, girlfriend. Mm. Okay, and... Do you take your shoes off whenever you go into somebody's home?
Always.
Always. Good girl.
Do you ask, though, or do you just do it out of habit?
I ask. I don't want to be the only person in the house without my shoes on.
I feel it.
Yeah, good. Good point. Yeah.
Hey, who do you want to roll for you?
Eric.
Okay, that would be me. What number?
Five.
All right, here we go. No. I am rolling the die. Clickety clank, clank. It's a five!
Oh, yes! Yeah.
Right on!
Righteous, Vicky. Righteous.
Oh, my gosh. Righteous is not a thing. You stop trying to make it a thing.
So tubular, Vicky. So tubular. Vicky, you won two tickets to see Craig Morgan at the Guernsey County Fair.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the tickets are all yours now, only if you can tell us the county seat of Guernsey County. That's Cambridge, by the way.
County seat, Guernsey County.
Cambridge. Yeah, there you go. Good job. All right, Vic. Hey, hang on the line. I will gather some more information from you. So don't
thank
hang
you.
Up. Yeah, no, thank you. Don't go anywhere. So congrats again, Vicky. Once again, thanks for coming along for the ride. You can play along at home next time we decide to roll the die. Good stuff, Michelle.
Yes, always a fun time.
I thought you said 5 second rule was your favorite game.
I like them both. I'm always up for a game. Games are my faves.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Get that. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. We want to say congratulations to Mrs. Robinson. Vicki Robinson, congratulations. You won tickets. I do believe there's two in here.
To Craig Morgan.
Yeah.
He'll be at the Guernsey County Fair.
All right. Michelle's got it from here. Z News.
I do have Z News. Today in 1901, President William McKinley was shot and mortally wounded. McKinley died 8 days later.
He tried. If that were today, he would have made it.
Probably with the technology we have today.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1997, I remember it so vividly watching this. A public funeral was held for Princess Diana at Westminster Abbey in London 6 days after her death in a car crash in Paris. Some 2.5 billion TV viewers watched.
I don't know how many people were on planet Earth in 97, but I know now there's like over 7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So probably half
tragic.
The world's population.
Did you watch it that day?
Gosh, I don't remember. I'm sure I did. I mean, I'm sure I saw some of it.
I was in my PJs still watching it.
I was a 12-year-old boy. So was I really wanting to watch a princess's funeral? Probably not.
In 2018, the agent for actor Burt Reynolds confirmed that Reynolds, known for his roles in Deliverance, Smokey the Bandit had died at the age of 82.
No.
If you ever met my dad in the 90s, you would think my dad looked like Burt Reynolds. It's creepy.
Not now, though.
No, it's a little gray. Salty pepper.
My shadow.
Okay. National holidays for today. It's Fight Procrastination Day. Read a Book Day. I haven't read a book in so long. I feel like I need to. I love reading. It's National Lazy Moms Day. We deserve to be lazy just for a day. Don't you think?
Take advantage.
It's also National Coffee Ice Cream Day.
Like a frap?
No, like ice cream. Coffee-flavored ice cream.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay. On TV on Sunday night, country music live at the Ryman. Dierks Bentley, Roseanne Cash, Vince Gill, and Dwight Yoakam are all slated to perform. There are a couple people that I'm not sure of, so there's that.
Yeah.
Big Brother will be on at 8 o'clock on CBS. The Real Housewives of Potomac will be on Bravo. And the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on at 9 o'clock. Saw the trailer for that last night. It looked juicy.
You need to calm down.
Stop. And other entertainment news. The 2019 E! People's Choice Awards and nominees were announced. And there are some big names. We have for country artist in 2019, we have Luke Combs, Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini.
That's a lot.
And Maren Morris. That's what?
I think they narrow it down.
6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, right now I think it's like everyone's voting online and then it goes down. I'm assuming. I don't know. But Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Of course
I know.
They are.
They scored a nomination for Song of 2019 for their collaboration.
What song did they do together?
Old Town
Road. Oh, I think I've heard
which
it.
Which shattered all existing records to become the longest running hit in the history of the Billboard Hot 100.
Speaking of People's Choice Awards, you want to know who's nominated for Movie of 2019?
Ooh, tell me.
You have Avengers Endgame, Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel, Hobbs and Shaw.
No Lion King?
John Wick Chapter 3, Us, Spider-Man Far From Home, and The Lion King.
Oh, good. No Aladdin? Boo.
No Aladdin, no. Strange, eh?
The E! People's Choice Awards will air on E! On Sunday, November 10th. Is that the same day as our... No, the other one is the 13th.
Right. Our watch party? CMA watch party?
Yes,
right?
Yes, we're not having a watch party. In other country news, Darius Rucker is coming to The Voice. The country singer and Hootie and the Blowfish frontman is set to mentor Blake Shelton's team members on the upcoming season 17 of the iconic reality singing competition show.
And isn't Gwen back this year? Or no?
I don't know.
Yeah, who took Adam Levine's place? It's Gwen, right?
That's right. Yeah. Adam Levine is gone. So we'll have two females, Kelly Clarkson and Gwen Stefani.
Well, it is 2019, Michelle. Don't sound so shocked.
Well, listen, it
has two females have a job.
They haven't done that.
Good grief. I'm just kidding. Giving you a hard time. That's Z News. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is, of course, a Friday. Poll questions are up thanks to Tinwood Tavern. $25 to Bell Stores later. And, of course, news at the top along with more of your kind of country. Don't move. It's 99.9. That's Catch Brett Young. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. Both of us.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
In our Browns jerseys right now for the 9 o'clock hour. Just because. Well, just because, Michelle.
It's Football Friday.
Come on now. If you want to see our beautiful mugs and our Cleveland Browns jerseys, we just snapped a photo, and I believe we're going to blast it on social media.
Yes.
Yes, she says. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to hop in the country music time machine now.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you have?
Nothing. I will go first. 1975. Oh. Glenn Campbell was at number one for 2 weeks. Ever heard of the song Rhinestone Cowboy? That was at number one.
On this day in 2008, Keith Urban topped the Billboard chart with his song, You Look Good in My Shirt.
Mm-hmm. 2011, George Strait released his album, Here for a Good Time. Not here for a long time.
Here for a good
time. That's right.
Today in 2012, Carrie Underwood's Blown Away album went platinum for selling a million copies.
And then country music newcomer Cam got engaged on this day 4 years ago. To for a long time, Bo. They announced it on Twitter. Of course they did. There you have it, Michelle. On this day in country music history. You know what we're still holding on to? That's our $25 gift card. No, we didn't. Did we already give that away?
No, we did.
All right, sweet. All right, coming up next. More of your kind of country. Oh, you know what we still have? The Tinwood thing we got to...
Yeah,
that's where my mind was.
So go to our Facebook page, comment on our poll question for a $20 gift card to the Tinwood Tavern.
Yeah.
You need to give us a name of what you would call the new Mars 2020
yeah, there you go.
Rover. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
This has been one of the worst shows I've ever had in my whole life.
Stop it. Don't say that.
Today's been bad. It's been real bad.
Don't
so stick
that.
Around for 37 more minutes. Why don't you? Z Country, it's 99.9 WTUZ. Josh, Grayson there, Eric and Michelle here, wrapping things up for you today on a Friday. We made it. Michelle, two-day work week must be nice, though. Tell you what, I'm going to try and do that next week.
Okay.
You got my back? Thank you. congratulations to our winners from earlier today. Logan Edwards was our daily birthday winner. I know we had a winner from the Weaver Appliance text line. Who won $25 to Bell Stores Marathon.
Yeah, Chris Bell.
Chris Bell? How could I forget Chris Bell? Oh my God.
You're on a whole new level today.
And also, we had Vicki Robinson take home tickets to see Craig Morgan at the Guernsey County Fair, September the 11th. And also, our latest winner from our Tinwood Tavern poll question Friday, we asked you guys.
Did you pick somebody?
Yep.
Who?
I'm about to tell you. We asked you guys for a $20 gift card. Why, did you have someone?
Kind of, but...
Well, then you go.
Well, I wanted to pick the one...
Hold on. Okay, that's good.
I gotta find her name.
We can do that one. I looked, I didn't see it. But, again, we were asking folks on Facebook to chime in and vote away. One of them, Michelle, is it too early for pumpkin spice? I voted yes.
No, never.
55% say never. Do you take your shoes off in the house? 79% say absolutely. 21% say nope. You dirty, dirty people. And also, this one for $20 to Tinwood Tavern. Tell us what you would name the new Mars 2020 rover. The Baker Rover. The Buffin Rover. The Armadillo.
George Strait's Armadillo by
Rover.
Morning.
The Dangerous Rover. But
oh my
what,
gosh,
what
I think
did these
she
folks...
deleted her comment. It was so funny.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I don't see
Look
her.
Under all comments.
I am. Hold on. I'm scrolling. I'm almost at the bottom. She deleted it, man. It was so funny.
I think her name was Abby.
She could have won $20 to the Tinwood Tavern.
Well, you'd have to find a new one.
I have one if you want
go
it.
Go ahead. We'll go with yours. Yes, go with yours.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to winning $20 to the Tinwood Tavern. It is Kevin Mackey.
What did he say?
Space Cowboy.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice, Kevin. $20 to the Tinwood Tavern, all yours. Thanks, everybody who chimed in and commented and voted on our Tinwood Tavern poll question Friday. Big Z Sports show tonight starting at 5 o'clock. If you missed anything, podcast section at WTUZ.com. Michelle, we're out on social media if folks want to find us. We just posted that picture of ourselves, by the way.
We did, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, so look us up on there. You guys have your Big Z Sports show later today.
Echo in here. Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, you did?
Thanks for...
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Sometimes I just...
We'll be back on Monday. Go to our website for everything else throughout the weekend hours. And we'll see you then. Good stuff. Go Browns, by the way.
Yes, go Browns.
Monday.
Go Buckeyes.
Feeling pretty dangerous.
Monday, we'll be talking about a Browns victory.
And a Quaker victory.
Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, Z Country. We're Eric and Michelle, your morning show, driven and fueled by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg on 99.9 WTUZ.